It's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hello, Hug.
Jay here today?
Oh. What up, Hug?
Jay?
What up, Hug?
Well, well, well.
Golly.
J. Anthony Brown. Mr. WTF. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So glad you can join us today, Jay. You must have heard about Damon Staunton yesterday and was waiting to play your position today. Seriously. Derrick Rose heard too? Shoot, Damon's Chicago's own. He putting in work for Derrick. You had the whole TJMS worried, thinking you were lost in Atlanta yesterday. We even put out a Ruba Tommy alert looking for your black ass. Were you in Atlanta rehearsing for your cousin's Bobby Brown upcoming wedding in Hawaii? Yep, the king of R&B is tying the knot in Hawaii. Y'all hear about this?
Yeah.
To his fiance of 2 years, Alisa Etheridge, no relation to Melissa J. The wedding is taking place on the weekend of June 15th, and he's supposedly flying out some of his family and friends to the island. I said supposedly because I know a round-trip ticket to Hawaii ain't cheap. And you don't have to worry about having an entourage in Honolulu. It'll be cheaper for Bobby Brown to round up his family in a couple of caravans and get married at the 2012 All-State Family Reunion in Orlando, Florida.
That's right.
Look at there.
He want to get married in Hawaii? Hell, you got kinfolk that can't even make it to Cleveland, not at all Hawaii. Some relatives don't even need to be in Hawaii. Y'all know the one I'm talking about. I don't have no passport.
I got a passport.
You know the ones that need geography for dummies. Did y'all hear about this addiction to cell phones called nomophobia?
Nomophobia.
Y'all heard about this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the fear of being separated from your cell phone, which happens to a lot of fellas who left out the house without their cell phones. Has that ever happened to you, Jay? Leave your cell phone on the nightstand? That's called nomophobia. I've seen Negroes drive down one-way streets to get back home to retrieve their cell phone. Sybil, that's the first I heard of nomophobia. I heard of homophobia,
right.
Claustrophobia,
right.
Arachnophobia,
right.
But not no nomophobia.
No.
It's so many phobias. Aquaphobia is the fear of heights. Did you know that?
Yes.
Aquaphobia? A lot of entertainers have aquaphobia.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kirk Franklin, Kevin Hart, Jimmy Small Child. You try picking one of them up, they'll have a temper tantrum on your ass. Agoraphobia? That's the fear of open spaces. I did my research. So if you have agoraphobia, you couldn't date Octomom or Corinne Stephens.
Wow.
Rontophobia is the fear of thunder, which explains why the Dallas Mavericks got swept.
Oh! Wow.
Oh! Allotoraphobia is the fear of chickens.
Really?
Which means you won't be watching NBA Wives.
Wow.
Chronophobia is the fear of meat. Man, I could do a whole lot with that one.
Okay.
Man. Let me see. Ellen DeGeneres, Wanda Sykes, Queen Latifah are all, you know, all chronophobia. Because they are vegetarians, Sybil, you know.
I did not know that.
Now, if you have chronophobia and claustrophobia, you might not want to stay your ass out of jail. Now, romophobia is the fear that Dallas Cowboy fans have watching their quarterback play. That's called romophobia. Prophylactophobia is the fear of condoms. You know, Puff Daddy have that. Sean Kemp, Evander Holyfield.
Wow.
Pilophobia is the fear of your wife and her girlfriend beating your ass in the bedroom. And the fear of dating black women is called J-O-melanophobia. Houston Improv, starting tomorrow, Tom, me and Chris Paul, Thursday through Sunday, y'all.